just want to tell you a little bit about the place where I live, the town of Fayetteville, North Carolina, which is right outside of Fort Bragg. Fort Bragg is one of the largest military bases in our country. It's the home of the 82nd Airborne and the U.S. Army Special Forces Command, the Green Berets. And you would think in a community that size that there would be lots of opportunities for the government to help troops, but I'm just going to read you a letter that I got last week. And Fayetteville's not a big town, and believe it or not, there's not a whole lot of ex-GI, anti-war activists marching around the streets. So a couple people in town know who I am. And I get this letter in my email from a woman who is pretty strident, pro-government supporter, supported the war. And I just want to read this to you and kind of let you know when our government says support the troops, what they're doing and how people perceive us and what we're doing. The letter starts, "Dear Lou, I think I need your help. We have a soldier from our unit that was horrifically injured in Iraq. This kid is 20 years old. He's blind. He lost part of one leg, some of his hearing. He's had 26 surgeries so far. He's now medically retired in Pennsylvania and having the worst time. I guess it's hitting him all at once. Can you help steer me towards some veterans groups, disabled vet groups, etc.? I'd really like to find some organizations that might be able to provide him with some services. When the folks on this side have to write folks on this side to get help for people who have a life like this kid's got, there's something wrong with our country. When the government says support the troops, and what they really mean is support the government, and people think that by going out in their yard and tying a yellow ribbon around a tree, that they're doing something to support someone, they're not. The best way to support a soldier, and a soldier's nothing but a human being with a uniform on. That's all this is about. It's about humanity. The best way to support that person is to bring them back home to their family. A soldier's nothing but a human being with a uniform on. That's all this is about. It's about humanity. The best way to support that person is to bring them back home to their families.